Coming up, a furlough decision that's apparently fatal for Batman's sidekick Robin. Robin is being phased out of the Batman series. He dies in a fiery incident of something. Idea. What if the federal sequester just got rid of all the sidekicks in Washington? All the number twos out. How much would you save then? We'll talk generally about the value of sidekicks and get some of your thoughts a little later in the show, but the sequester, that's looking very real at this point. Federal funding makes its way into our lives in ways we may not fully understand until something like the sequester happens. Then many communities are going to see the ways in which federal dollars prop up services that seem to be part of local government. A worker in a special program at a research lab or a health clinic funded by a federal grant will be asked to leave because that grant is part of the sequester. There are many other examples, and lots of them are far away from any official federal government buildings. Come next week, some pretty important desks will be empty that locals may not have realized were staff positions supported with federal dollars. Let's look inside some of those communities. Don Schmidt is the Assistant Superintendent for Student, Family, and Community Services at Northside Independent School District in San Antonio, Texas. Don, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
Just great. Also with us is Martha L. Peek, who's the superintendent of Mobile County Public Schools in Mobile, Alabama. Martha, welcome.
Hello.
So to both of you, and I'll start with you, Martha, are there people that you know you're going to have to ask to leave or understand that they don't show up because their programs in certain aspects of your educational services are federally supported and they disappear come Friday or Monday?
Not on Friday or Monday. Our projection will be for the following school year because our funds are in place right now. But it will definitely impact our funding for positions for the next school year, and it will impact those students who are most at risk because it'll be the federal funds that fund programs for at-risk students who are economically deprived, and also our special education students. It will impact teacher and aides positions, and that will have a direct impact on our teaching corps.
So, Don Schmidt, what do you tell families of students with special needs that because of the sequester, their students are going to lose services even though the school is going to continue to function normally?
Well, our obligation is to provide the services, and unfortunately, the quality of the services might not be the same as what we're providing this year to the next year. Special education is more than just the teacher and the instructional assistant in the classroom. We have the OTs, the PTs, the speech therapists, the nurses, and so forth. All of these different people affect the classroom to make that child in special education successful. And so it's going to be the quality because we're going to have fewer people spread over a much larger territory.
So are you telling me, Don, that the sequester is going to send the teacher, the aide, the OTs, occupational therapists, PTs, physical therapists, all of them packing?
It could affect different areas, yes. It might be that we're not going to be able to hire that OT or PT, and we're going to ask the existing OT and PT to take on more schools and more students in that process.
Martha, how much of an administrative juggling act is this as you try to work around some aspects of the sequester, if you even can?
Well, it takes a great deal of planning. As Don was saying, you have to spread limited resources farther. You do provide the services to the students. They're just not the quality that you have at the time because you have fewer people to meet the students' needs, both educationally and, as Don was saying, in the health realm, and also with OT, PT, any special services that the students need. So it will also impact the programs that we provide that are funded through federal funds, such as extended day learning programs for academic intervention. So you do more than more with less. We have had 4 years of budget reductions due to the economy, and we've worked through those. We have spread our resources very thin, and in our county, we have not had to reduce services drastically, but with the sequestration and the loss of funds on top of that, it will really impact the quality that we can provide. We will be committed to the students, but it will be less effective in some areas than we would want it to be.
Because of the specificity of the federal dollars, Don Schmidt, how do you keep from delivering the message to the school? And this isn't on you, it's really on the feds. But if the feds take away the teachers for the special ed kids, those young kids are going to get the impression that somehow they're second-class citizens because of some decision made in Washington.
That's a correct statement. It does affect us drastically, and it affects down to the individual classroom. As we've said, it's going to be more students with less resources. And again, you know, in Texas, our particular school district got cut $61.5 million 2 years ago when the legislature was in session, and that affected across all programs, special education, our state comp programs, and so forth. So we've actually had fewer teachers in our classrooms, and we've had larger classrooms the last 2 years as a result of that.
And here we go again. I can hear it in both of your voices. Don Schmidt is the Assistant Superintendent for Student, Family, and Community Services at Northside Independent School District in San Antonio, Texas, and Martha L. Peek, the Superintendent of Mobile County Public Schools in Mobile, Alabama, all waiting for the sequester axe to fall and figuring out how to keep those services available, if possible, to the students who will lose federal funding. Martha and Don, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our colleagues at the Guardian newspaper have been assembling some accounts of what people are going through to deal with the sequester. Listen to this story from Zach in Manassas, Virginia. Was told I would be furloughed one day a week till September, beginning in April. Will attempt to find short-term employment to fill extra time and lost income. Work-required classes would most likely be affected, setting my career development back at least 6 months. If I was still able to attend classes, my furlough days would need to be grouped, resulting in closer to 2 days per pay period off. Consider the administrative nightmare that that is. Honolulu, Saeed, I was looking forward to a 5-year defense contract. Now it'll be a 4-month deal. I'm quitting and going back to look for more secure jobs. It's too bad, but the health care for the troops may suffer. Tell us your stories on the sequester, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Our thanks to our colleagues at The Guardian. Coming up, sidekicks. Do they have a future? Sure they do.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.